My name is Ashley Hedge. I am 25 years old. Today is January 20th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my Nana Lou, who is my grandmother on my mom's side, and we are recording this interview in Draper, Virginia. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Very mischievous, happy, a little bit of a stinker, eager to make a new friend, and would consider him a friend for the rest of my life. That's it.
That's perfect. Talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind?
The most beautiful baby I'd ever laid eyes on. Cannot wait to get her in my arms, hold her, love her. And she's been my pumpkin and will continue to be my pumpkin. My pumpkin for the rest of her life and mine. She's beautiful. I thought so then, I think so now. She's grown into a beautiful young woman that I'm very proud of.
What made you first start calling me Pumpkin? Is it because I was a big baby?
No. I just looked at you one day and I said, hey, Pumpkin. It came from no place. I don't know why.
It was just meant to be.
And it just stuck with me. Yeah.
I know that's who I am. That's how I sign my cards.
Well, Pumpkin.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have had the biggest influences on your life?
One or two. I think the biggest influence would be Clarence Burnett.
Really?
He did a wonderful thing for my family, and when I was a small child, and I never forgot, and I always appreciated it, and made some decisions that's what I wanted to do. That's the kind of person I wanted to be.
What did he do for you guys?
Was a very poor family, and we had nothing in the house to eat, and he ran a little grocery store, and my dad went and asked him for some beans and potatoes and eggs and milk and stuff that he would pay for it later, and he let us have it, and he saved three little kids. We went to bed really happy and excited and with a full belly. And Mom and Dad didn't have to worry about their babies being hungry. So that affected my life forever and still does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 69 years old and I still remember that like it happened yesterday.
You remember that same feeling?
The same feeling. The excitement I felt when I saw Dad coming home with a sack across his shoulders with groceries. And my brother and sister, all of us jumping up and down, holding hands and rejoicing that we were going to have something to eat. So that affected me for the rest of my life. And I loved him until he passed away just last year at 101. And I loved him dearly for it.
All the way up to that point.
All the way up to that point. And told him what a wonderful thing he had done. And he had no idea. And he thanked me for sharing that story with him. He had no idea that he had done such a wonderful thing, which made it even better for me.
Right.
That he had no clue.
And you told him that years after?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were going to say your mother.
Mother, she was an influence, but I loved my mother with all my heart. But I don't know, it was just a pure love. I thought she could do no wrong. But I don't know.
That was more of a love, not so much as an influence.
Yes, she died at such early. I mean, she died when I was just a young girl having my family. I just started having my family. And she had influenced me, but I learned. This sounds terrible, but I learned how not to be a parent from my mother and my dad. Because the things
well, that's that, important, though.
The things that they would say and do, I would say, I'm never going to do that to my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a pledge, and I haven't. So I learned how not to do things instead of how to be a parent, as far as from learning and watching. It was from listening and how sad and how heartbroken a child could feel. And I was never going to do that to a child.
Never going to put them through that.
Never.
Gotcha. Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
When my 50th wedding renewal and all of my grandchildren and all of my children and such a wonderful day, and I got to wear a wedding dress, and it was the most beautiful, perfect day for me, and it was a beautiful, beautiful day that for as long as I can live and remember it, mm-hmm. that was the only day that it was just for me and Papa. And that meant so much to me that he even wanted to marry me 50 years later. But he didn't have much choice but to do it. But it was a wonderful day. I felt so beautiful.
You were.
And so special and so loved. And it was a happy, happy day for me.
What was one of your happiest memories with my mom?
Oh, when she was born. Before she was born, I prayed so hard. I had wanted her from the time I was about 13 years old. I wanted someone to love. And I used to talk to God. I want a little girl, and I ordered her. And I want her
you
to
put
be,
in a special yeah, order.
I want this, and I want this, and I want this. Now, God, that's what I want. Well, then when she was born, she was more. He gave me the best, and she's been a big influence in my life. I respect her. I value her opinion. And the older I get, the bossier she gets.
But I wonder who that comes from.
That's okay, because I like it. But yes, that first child, and I finally had someone to love, and I knew she loved me back. And it was wonderful. She was my everything. She was my baby that I had ordered, and she still is. She's still beautiful, kind, loving, wonderful mother, wonderful wife. He gave me his best. He listened to a little girl and gave her the best he could give her, just what she needed.
What you deserved.
What I needed. And I took it and have treasured it ever since and still do to this day.
What do you think is one of the craziest or most mischievous things you guys have done?
You're going to get me in trouble.
I know. Here comes the law on the library.
Running Congress. From the law. Yeah, Congress. Yeah. I don't know the name of the place, but we broke into a, where the, all of the, it was in Virginia, and that's when McDonald's was closing down everything, the parks and everything, and we went to, it was, I can't even remember what part of Virginia it was in, and they had this huge busk of all the presidents, but they had it locked off, and I wanted to see it, but we went down to this house, and there was this gate, and she said, "Mommy, let's go in this gate." And I said, "No, somebody, because there was a house there." I said, "Somebody might be in that house and see us. We can't do that." So we went on up, and I saw a big opening in the fence. And
like it had been cut away?
Cut away. Lord have mercy. Teenagers sneaking in there. And I'm going through that opening. She sees me. She says, "Mommy, where are you going?" I said, "Over here to see the president's bus." "Well, wait on me. You're not going without me."
If you're going down, you're going down together.
Together. And we had the best time reading and laughing that we was going to get put in jail and watching for snakes because we was so afraid because no one had been in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a shame that our state had let it, the park, get in such a bad shape because the grass was all high and it hadn't been nothing done to it. And we were just disgusted as taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
But we sure enjoyed. We saw all of them except Trump.
Well, do you think that that made it a little bit more special, though?
Breaking
that you
in.
Had to break in.
Yes, because we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it so much, yes. And we still, to this
that.
Day, and we even made pictures of it. So we've always said, "Well, why would they make a picture of doing something they're going to get caught at?"
You mean teenagers?
Yeah.
And then you did the same thing.
We did the same thing, and then we laughed about it. Look here, we've got evidence against ourselves that we broke and entered in here.
Building a case against yourself.
Yeah, but it was wonderful. We still, to this day, laugh and get a, has a great memory, wonderful memory.
I love that. Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Yes. It's better to give than it is to receive. If you do something, do it with a free heart, not expecting nothing in return. Always have a smile for someone, because you never know what they're going through. Life is hard, and we don't understand or take the time to know that we all have hard times and the people that we meet are going through probably harder times than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So just to take the time to be kind and a smile and just do your best. Do your best for people and it will make you feel better.
Okay. I know the answer to this one. What are you most grateful for?
My family.
Knew it.
My family. I enjoy my family so much. I love to listen to them. I love to get them razzed up. I love it when we all get together. We all laugh and talk. We play games and I eavesdrop. Smile. As they're talking and playing, and my family. Without my family, I don't know what I would do.
Be lost.
Devastated. Yeah, just. Yeah, my family. I still, after all this time, I enjoy. Even the teenagers, I've enjoyed. I enjoy my family. Don't expect them to be perfect and don't want them to be.
How and boring would that be?
It would be so boring for this family.
Mm-hmm.
Because never know what to expect. And I like that.
I do too. Okay. After you got sick, how do you think your illness has changed you? And has it changed your outlook on life?
No, I don't think it's changed me, except I feel guilty of what I put my family through, and I'm concerned over that. But I'm a lady of faith, and I believe there's worse things than death. And I don't think it's changed me in any way. It's just, I'm sorry for my family, not myself, for my family.
But you just feel like it's just a part of life.
It's a part of life. Part of life. It's just a cycle. And I'm sort of excited. I find it's going to be another adventure. And I really tell you guys, I'm going to cruise the Milky Way. If it's possible, I'm going to really enjoy heaven or wherever I go, I'm going to enjoy it. That's for sure. I'm going to enjoy it, but it hasn't changed me in any way.
I don't think so either. Okay. I think that's just about everything.
That's good.
Unless you have anything else to add.
I think that pretty well sums it up.
I think so, too.
How I feel about life and my family and what's important to me.
I love you.
I love you more.
Okay.